But if you can change your literacy, you can change your life. And that's what we teach people in our class. That's the underlying theme of it, even though Stop Being a Sucker is really good for a book cover. But I'm going to say it to you a little different today. What I'm going to say to you today is, if you can change their literacy, you can change your life, because you can build a business around that. And that's what we're going to show you today. You're going to hear from people who are doing it. They're great examples of doing it, and they're making a big difference. And I'm going to leave you with this. In my personal opinion, there is no doubt in my mind that we're going to make history.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
All right. Hey, good afternoon to everybody here in the studio and to everybody out in TV land. We have people from all over the world, wherever the internet can reach, they're watching us today and they're with us. And I want you to know a little bit about the history of this meeting. This event called Green Carpet Day is the type of event that I built my whole business with. Back as we started the company 30 plus years ago, we decided that people could see more when they got to Atlanta and they saw the office and met the people and some of those kind of things. And it helped us to be able to build our business. And so I was from Cincinnati, Ohio. And so I would bring people to Atlanta and they'd get to see people and meet people and feel experiences you couldn't get back in Ohio. So this is what this is. This is the continuation of that. We used to call them red carpet days. Now we call them green carpet days. And it's a chance for you to get an inside look at us. You're going to hear about what we do. You're going to meet the people we do it with. And you're going to be able to come to hopefully the same conclusion I did, that these are good people doing good things. Our work is important. It makes a difference. And as best we possibly can in our careers, we're going to change the world. And very few people get a chance to really change the world with what they do for a living. You know, you usually are just doing what you do to make money for your family and to have a better life for yourself. But if you could actually do something that was going to cause the needle to move of change in the world that needs so much change, and I won't get political on you, but it's a chance for us to do that. And we think that if you can change financial things for most people, you change so many things. That it's kind of a cause and effect. It's a chain reaction. The chain reaction, we think, of most people's lives begins with their finances. You know, if you're rich, you're smiling. If you're not, then maybe you're not. And sometimes those are connected, I think. I really do. So that's what we have a chance to do here. And so if you're watching on TV or you're part of the audience, we'd like you to know you can, on social media, go to WealthWave or How Money Works, hashtag, and check us out. We'll be posting there all day, and we've got a lot of stuff out there, which I'll tell you more about in a second. I'd also like to mention, this is February, which is Black History Month, and so one of the sub-themes of this version of Green Carpet Day is going to be to talk a lot about that and the significance from a financial perspective that we see and we feel for that event of having the ability to talk about those things and make some real change there, too. So we had a show last Friday that has been one of our most popular shows ever. We filmed it and broadcast it last Friday. It was called The Future of Black American Financial Literacy. And there's been some recent studies done. And when you look at the real numbers for that community and you look at what we really do for people and you put those two together, you just cannot believe what the potential for that is. And so one of the panelists is going to be with us today and speak. And so you're going to get to hear more in depth about that. And of course, everybody's going to have that be a little bit of our focus. So welcome to Atlanta, welcome to WealthWave, and welcome to our event where we're going to show you what we do from the inside out. So one of the things I'd like to point out to you is that everything we do is on WealthWave TV. So if you have any kind of a browser of any kind, any device that can get you to the internet, if you go to wealthwavetv.com, not only can you see the show we just did last Friday, but you can see this one and all the others and review them and watch them. And if you're with us, you can study them. I mean, people have done that, and I can't tell you how people build businesses around our media and all the things we've done with that. So as I get started, one of the things I've always felt about this business is that we're the luckiest people in the whole world because we not only chose entrepreneurship, we chose the world's biggest industry. It's very simply where all the money is. And the best evidence I can tell you of that is to look at the screen there and say, okay, you know, real estate's big. It's the whole world of land, right? Retail's big. It's everybody buying everything. Here's the size of those, real estate and retail, $34 and $24 trillion. But what would you say if I told you there's an industry that's bigger than both of those combined times two, the financial industry. It's the only triple digit and trillions industry, sales, assets, it's just the biggest thing out there. And when you have an industry that big, and then you really look at it and you find out that they haven't really changed much in the last 50, 60, 70 years. They're just ripe for disruption. But who's going to come along and disrupt? Who's going to change the status quo of the world's biggest industry where all the money is? And with money comes power sometimes, so it's not easy to do. But guess what? We're going to do it anyway. And so what I'm going to show you today hopefully will let you see an inside look at that and also maybe understand why there's a pretty good chance the financial industry doesn't like us. The very industry we're a piece of, because we're the disruptive piece of it, we're upsetting the status quo. We're telling people it's not okay. You look at the markets out there. This is the S&P 500 as of yesterday. And we've had kind of unprecedented volatility over the last year. There's been times when it was negative. It's gone up, and it's gone up in a hurry. How do you navigate that? How do you know when to be in and when to be out? How do you know how to be safe but take advantage of up markets? That's not for the timid and certainly not for the amateur, but yet a lot of people try it with the exact wrong disposition. When it goes down, you get scared, you want to sell. When it goes up, you think, oh, darn, I missed it. That's not what you do. So part of what we do is we teach you about money and how it works, is we give you an opportunity to have access to the best products and services that you can apply to your finances and help you to navigate things like what you see on the screen there. What is the best way? What's the safe way? What's the smart way? What's the most tax-efficient way? Those kind of things. And imagine applying that same logic to all of your finances. That's what we do. After we teach you first. So we're not trying to sell you. We're trying to teach you. It's a big difference. And that comes under the category of financial literacy. Financial literacy is this elusive thing not taught in schools that everybody needs to have, but almost nobody has it. And it never changes. The same principles that I learned almost 40 years ago as I got started are identical today because math is math. Math doesn't change. It's the same. Money works the same way. What do you do about it? Well, the first thing I would say to you today is, I'm so glad you're here. For one basic reason, you're going to learn things today that you will take with you forever. If you've read the book you'll hear us referring to, you can learn a little more. But that education and that knowledge can be applied to your finances for the rest of your life if you never take another closer look at this business. But if you apply it and then you start this business and you can make more, therefore you can save more and invest more and be smarter with money, all that combined together lets you change your position in life. The way the world works, and I know you already know this, but the world sums up your education and your experience and says that's what you're worth. And so that's what a job will pay you. That's what a company will pay you. But what if you don't want to go back to school and take a chance that that'll help you? Or what if you don't want to just wait 20 or 30 years and hope that's the right solution? What if you want to make something happen? Well, then, in my opinion, you've got one choice, and that's to consider entrepreneurship, entrepreneurism. How are you going to do that? If you had the money to become a traditional entrepreneur, you wouldn't need the money in the first place. So typically, you don't have a lot of resources that way, but you have dreams, and you have goals, and you don't want to shrink your dreams to fit the size of your opportunity. So you want to find an opportunity that can make your dreams have a chance to come true, like it did for me and so many others. My dad was a CPA. That's what I studied. I went to work for his firm. That's what I was going to be. And my dad made a great living, but he was never rich. And, you know, we grew up with one car and things like that you did back in the 70s. And I saw more for myself, and I wanted more for myself. So as much as I loved the way we grew up and my dad's profession, I didn't view that as my profession because I wanted more. And I was lucky enough to find this business. And I'm going to show you a couple things today that when I saw them 40 years ago, I said, I'm doing that the rest of my career. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm hoping that throughout the next couple hours here that you get that same feeling maybe in one way or another that'll let you see this is what you need to consider. You know, what we're going to try and do, we can't change it for everybody yet, but we think in the next decade we can help 20 million families learn about money and then apply it to their finances. You can't just learn it and not apply it. This is education, but how dumb would you be to finally learn how money works and not do it for yourself, not do the smart things, and not get access to the best? That's what you have to have. And so that's where we feel like you might be able to come in. We've developed an education system. This is not sales. This is not sales management. This is education. We teach. We put you in a situation where you can learn these principles about your finances, about money. And also, if you consider our business, we can give you leadership. We can give you entrepreneurship training and teach you about what it means to own a business and who's in charge, you, and how you can control your destiny, control your future. It's such a big deal. When people learn how money works, they rethink their finances. That's what we know. That's what I learned all those years ago. So now we give them what I think is the simplest and clearest path to do that. And that starts with the book that you see on the screen there, the How Money Works book that Steve and I, along with Andy, put together. And you'll hear from Steve today, and you'll also hear from Andy today. So you're going to hear from the guys that created this as part of the team that's using this and disrupting the biggest industry in the world at a pace they've never seen before. Very exciting. I'll tell you a quick story. I wanted to have the tagline for the book, How Money Works. If you can change your literacy, you can change your life. And we have a publicist that Steve's used for years, and he said, you know, that's really not a very good tagline. I'm like, oh, no, it's a really good tagline. He said, no, that kind of sucks. And he said, that makes it sound like every other financial book. And so Steve said, well, if it's up to me, I'd just say stop being a sucker. And so we laughed, and I thought he was kidding. And I look over, and Andy's already drawn the lollipop and put stop being a sucker in it, and boom, there's the cover. And I believe that's a piece of how this has become such a big runaway hit, is because everybody says that may make you just that much uncomfortable seeing that, but it also makes you say, well, you know what? If you don't know how money works, maybe you are being a sucker to somebody who does. Maybe somebody is taking advantage of you, and you could do something about it, starting with reading the book. And how big a crisis this is, you heard the lady in the interview say it, 5 billion people are impacted in this way, not knowing how money works, and it makes it the biggest economic crisis that exists out there. Well, if it's just education, you know, I can't teach you how to throw a football like Tom Brady or how to dunk a basketball like LeBron James, but I can teach you how money works, and I can give you access to applying that to your finances, and I can teach you how to build a business around that because it's not taught in schools and everybody needs to know it. And so we've got one of the only products in existence that everybody needs, whether they know it or not, or whether they understand it or not, they need it. And our approach to teaching them how it works first is so novel that it just works and you almost can't explain why. It just does. It just works. You teach somebody something and the first thought they have is, I need to get this put on my money. How do I do that? Can I talk to somebody? And it's you. And so away we go. And so when you read the book, the way we kid around about it, we just kind of say, you know, one less sucker in the world. One life changed at a time is how we do this. And if you'll attend one of our classes and you'll read that book, you can position yourself so you're never considered a financial sucker ever again, if that makes sense. So now on top of all that, we launched this book in December of 19 on the stage right here. Had a book launch, the likes of which even Steve and Don had never seen before. You know, it was more like a big party and it just, because we knew this was the beginning of something very, very special. And we had balloons and confetti and all kinds of stuff. And this became the top-selling personal finance book last year. In the pandemic year, when everybody's stuck at home, we did that. And so that's a pretty exciting thing. And that tells you, again, the appetite for this information, the appetite for education is so big. Another evidence of it, as was a recent study done in the U.S. and Canada, and what the study came up with, and it said, how many people are interested in receiving a personal finance education? Look at this. For themselves, it's different by generation, for their spouse or their partner, or for their children, and it's a big number, and they don't even know how bad it is. If you don't know how money works, you don't really realize that if you don't get this education, you're really going to work till the day you drop. That's what it comes to. You'll never be able to retire. You'll never be able to do the things that you would if you could, because you won't have the money. But if you can be smart with money, and maybe for some of us that means make some more money, you can position yourself so you can be part of the knows, the people that know how it works and can apply it to themselves in their life. So one of the other taglines of the book is to start being a student. Become a student of money. Become a student of finances and watch where that takes you. Another part of that survey said, how many of you would be interested in receiving guidance from a financial professional? Take a look at that, about topics like market volatility and how much to take out and taxes and long-term care and Medicare and Social Security. People want to know both before and after retirement. They need that. They need that education, and then they need access. Because the last thing you want to do is learn this and go pick the wrong product or pick the bad product, right? You want to have the best. That's what you want. And so that's what we attempt to do. And so the gentleman who put that study together, his name is Ken Dykewald. He said, everybody has to think about saving more and saving earlier. We have to work with all generations to get that point across, and it's going to take a huge educational effort. He didn't say it's going to take a huge sales force or a bunch of sales or a bunch of salespeople. It's going to really take a bunch of teachers, a bunch of people to take the time to educate you about how this works and do it in such a way that makes you feel open to saying, okay, well, now that I've learned the basics, we're not trying to make you a PhD, how do I apply this to my life? How do I apply this to my finances? That's what we do. That's what you're looking at today. Now, you're also looking at a business that's been all over the media. It's been all over TV. So this year, we're planning on being on all these TV networks. And the reason I can say that with such certainty is because so far, this national media thing we're doing, which I've never done before, but Steve has, it's been on TV 120 times. And I don't mean like the little regional station here in Atlanta. It's been on NBC and ABC and CBS and Fox, and even CNBC did a book review. And all that's available on the website on howmoneyworks.com. So you can see it and you can get the sense that this is something, you know, as we set it out to all the stations to look at, they want to put this on their TV network because they know that their viewers want to know this. And it's controversial and that people don't know it, and so you don't even know how bad off you are. You don't know that if you knew, you could do something about it, that if you don't know, you don't know you can't do that you could do something about it. It's kind of an amazing thing. And each one of these TV stations and their hosts and their anchors, as they figure that out, they get as passionate as we are and kind of get angry a little bit. And marketing-wise, I've got to tell you, the best way I can refer to this is a marketing machine. We've got the ability for people to become part of this company to, for instance, there's a guy who's a PGA Tour golfer, and he said, I can teach you two skills. I can teach you how to hit a golf ball, and I can teach you how to hit your financial goals. And that's now available. He can put places on social media and all over the place. And what a great time to be alive. What a great time to be an entrepreneur where you can do things like this that were never available before. You know, when I started doing this, it was a phone and a flip chart. And now all of a sudden, you can go do this stuff where you can hit the whole world all at once. It just blows my mind every time I see it. And of course, social media. The things we're doing with that are revolutionary. I'd like to thank my daughter, Krista, for helping us to head that up and doing such a great job. But we're at How Money Works Official. And you go look there. We've taken most of that book and converted the posts that are all over social media. You can forward and share and whatever the service calls for. And we've even got an ability now for each person with our company to be able to upscale themselves with a thing called VIP Social, where you can basically have our inside people help you to create your social media presence. So when somebody Googles you, which is what everybody does today, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, okay. That's what they do. I didn't think of that. I don't know why they do that, but they do. You can control what they see by creating a brand for yourself, basically. And now we've got rolling media, which is a category I didn't know existed, but apparently it does. So how that works is we've got a race car that says Rule of 72 Racing. And so that's down in Dallas. And then down in San Antonio, Bob here has got, you might have seen it in the parking lot, he drove up the car from Texas, from San Antonio, that is all about how money works. And who knows what's going to happen with that. You know, Bob was saying driving up here that all kinds of people are slowing down to see what the heck that was all about. One thing for sure, it's hard to miss. That's for sure. So it's very exciting. Who knows what all this turns into? I bet you now that this has happened once, how much you want to bet it'll happen a whole bunch of times. And we're already having, Steve estimated that the national media we've had has been somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 million people in the last 12 months have seen the cover of that book and heard that subject being discussed on TV. Okay, what happens when that becomes 80 million or 100 million or whatever the number turns into? And there's trucks and cars and social media and all these things. We make this cause a household name, a household brand, a household movement. It's like a revolution. Revolutions need revolutionaries. That's why we're talking to you today. We want you to consider becoming part of this, you know, picking up a sword. Let's go change the world together. Let's go make something happen. Now, when you think of the words erasing financial illiteracy from the planet, think about that. What would happen if you were part of the team that figured out how to teach people how to read a book. Because 100 years ago, a chunk of the country was reading illiterate. They couldn't read. And people took that seriously. And whether it be the schools or other things, they taught people how to read. And now, everybody can read. Half the people can read two languages, right? And but today, somewhere between 6 out of 10 and 7 out of 10 people are what you would consider financially illiterate. They literally know nothing about it, which is kind of crazy to think that that's what would exist in 2021. But as I say that to you, I also know that that's happened because it wasn't taught in schools. And you couldn't get it from your parents or your grandparents or your friends or your coworkers. Because why? Because they don't know. And when you go through generations of friends and people that don't know how money works, you can't apply what you learn from anybody. What happens? You suffer financially. You make mistakes. And you do things that you really shouldn't do. So we are bringing what I would call big solutions to these big problems. I can't stand when somebody, the media or any company, says, look at how big this problem is. And look how big this problem is. And look how big this problem is. And that's all they do. We want you to know the problems are big, but we want you to know we've got solutions as big, if not bigger, than the problems. And we can apply those solutions and we can make something happen. That's what we're going to do. And I know we live in a different time than we ever have before. You look at that and, you know, if the biggest taxi company has no cars and the biggest room booking service has no properties and the biggest movie theater has no theaters, then does it make some sense to you that we could have the largest education company not have any schools or traditional classrooms? Now, we've got a classroom here from when that becomes cool again. But I'll tell you something that's been amazing is watching how we can do our How Money Works training. We took the book and broke it into five pieces called Elements. It's on Zoom. And we've got people Zooming in and out of people's homes at amazing rates. We're doing hundreds of these a day and teaching people how to stop being a sucker and how this works and what to do. And it's been fun. And I think we're moving this along faster now than ever. So guess what? Like always, there was opportunity disguised in a crisis. That happens. You just got to look for it. You got to have your eyes focused on, now what? That's a big problem, but what could we make out of that? How could we turn that into a business? And that's what we've really done here. So I'm going to finish my part with this. 40 years ago, I sat in a room, and I watched a man get up on a screen on a whiteboard back in those days and draw. And he drew out the Rule 72, and it's a simple mental math shortcut that says, how long does it take to turn $1 into $2 at different interest rates? Well, how you find that out is you divide that interest rate into the number 72, and it gives you an approximation. So, for instance, 72 divided by 1% means it takes 72 years. That make sense? So I hope that this makes you as mad as it did me 40 years ago, because I have a degree in accounting. I learned all this stuff, but I never heard this before. And I'm sitting there, and this guy goes through it. I'm like, hold on a second. You got to be kidding me. That can't be right. And sure enough, of course it is, because math is math. So if 1% means your money doubles every 72 years, take a look at this. At 3%, 24 years. So why wouldn't you try and, you know, increase the interest rate so you can decrease the number of years it takes for it to double? 6%, 12 years. 9%, 8 years. And look at this. If you could find a way to get 12%, which the stock market does over and over again, I mean, you just got to know how to get into it, you can have your money double every 6 years. That's a whole lot better than 72, right? But having said that, you wouldn't knowingly put your money someplace on purpose where it was only going to get 1%, would you? I mean, now that you know that, you would. Who wants their money double every 72 years? Nobody does. That'd be kind of dumb. So if you did nothing else but read the book or attend one of our classes and get that, that'd be a big plus for you, right? But did you know there's over $10 trillion sitting in money market passbook savings account that aren't getting 1%. As of January of this year, they're getting 0.05%. And you know what all of us people do when you walk in the bank? You say, well, it's better than nothing. It is not much better than nothing, okay? Let me show you this. If you take that 0.05 and you divide that into 72, who's pretty good with math? Would you be shocked to find out it's 1,400 years for $1 to turn into $2? So as Andy would say, your grandkids, 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 grandkids are going to think that was a good idea if you do that. So $1 in this year would be $2 in the year 3,461. They'll probably have warp drives then. You'll be flying around in a Star Trek vehicle. But can you imagine? And people walk in those banks every day and do that. Just crazy to me. If you want to know if your bank's one of the culprits, take a look at there on the right. When CNBC did their study of us, they were so kind as to put the real numbers up there from real institutions. If you see yours there, some of them aren't even doing 0.05. They're doing 0.01. That means that you put $10,000 in an account, and every year they give you $1. That's not so bad until you figure out what they do with the money.
Right.
And that, you know, they're going out there lending it out in credit cards and getting 15% or 14%, and it's a lot of money. You know, there's $1,400 that's being earned, and they give you $1 of it and say, "Hey, good to see you," right? Of course they're good to see you. It's 14.6 is the average credit card rate that's actually in force. Their money doubles every 4.9 years. That's a big smile they have when you walk in there, isn't it? And people just don't know. Now, what do you think the banks think about me telling you this today? They're like, would you get that guy to shut the heck up? Because this is like the last thing they want you to know. Steve has told me many times, he's consulted and spoken to the financial industry, and their biggest fear is transparency. If somebody figures this out, that's the end of their deal. It ain't that convenient. But yet they do warn you, and you know, don't pay attention. You probably stood in that line there before at the bank. And when you get up there at the front, there's a bowl there. You know what I'm talking about? And that bowl's got candy in it, right? And they try and warn you because they're dum-dums. They're not Smarties lollipops. They're dum-dum lollipops. And you don't get the hint. You don't get the inside joke. You think it's a great free lollipop as they're giving you 0.05 or 0.01 or whatever it is. So it's just interesting. So the financial industry doesn't want you to know this. And so for me, that's about all I needed to know. If some industry that big wants you not to know something, I got to know that. I want to be applied out to my money. And so I'm going to leave you with this. There's approximately 254 million adults that live in this country. Not knowing how money works carried a very high cost to the consumers out there. Luckily, the National Financial Educators Council does a survey, and every January they release the results of it. And this year's came out, and check this out. Financial illiteracy costs each American $1,634. So if you don't read how money works, get your checkbook out, and you write a check to the financial industry for $1,634. How's that feel? And guess what? You're going to do it again this year, except it'll be bigger. The total of that, this is mind-blowing. $415 billion was lost because people don't know how money works. Now, you want to know my why and what we're doing here? That's what we're doing. That's our why. That's why we're here to change the world and do it with you. So, as I said, the tagline for the book should be, I'm going to modify just a little bit, but if you can change your literacy, you can change your life. And that's what we teach people in our class. That's the underlying theme of it, even though Stop Being a Sucker is really good for a book cover. But I'm going to say it to you a little different today. What I'm going to say to you today is, if you can change their literacy, you can change your life. Because you can build a business around that. And that's what we're going to show you today. You're going to hear from people who are doing it. They're great examples of doing it. And they're making a big difference. And I'm going to leave you with this. In my personal opinion, there is no doubt in my mind that we're going to make history. That we're going to be the group, the company, the individuals, the leaders that are going to go down in history. One day there'll be a Wikipedia 3D hologram. And it's going to come out and it's going to say, let me tell you the story about this group of leaders that came together. And they made a difference. They took advantage of the great pandemic of 2020. And they took everything to Zoom. And next thing you know, they were doing it more efficiently than ever before and getting it to more people than ever before. And it was worldwide and no more worry about geography or weather or travel or traffic. And they taught everybody these basics that the financial industry didn't want them to know. And then they gave them access to the best products that had only been available to rich people before that. And guess what they did? They changed the world, made it a better place. That's what we're here to show you today. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.